Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Timberwolves, where we will briefly celebrate the Timberwolves' victory over the Memphis Grizzlies. Very briefly. We'll get into some storylines after that regarding Zach LaVine, the Timberwolves' three-point shooting, Chris Dunn taking over as the starting point guard, some numbers I saw, on-off numbers, albeit a very small sample, that I thought were interesting in regards to Ricky Rubio. So let's get into these boring programming notes and then proceed with our lives, because programming notes are boring, but you know, sometimes they are necessary. Be sure to follow Locked On Wolves on Twitter at Locked On Wolves. You can follow the network, the entire Locked On Podcast Network, at Locked On Podcast. My name is Zachary Bennett. You can find me on Twitter at Zachary BD. That's Zach with an H, BD at the end. My DMs are open, so don't hesitate to send me any of your feedback. Any and all feedback, really. Constructive criticism, ways to improve the show, etc. Without listeners, there would be no show, and I do appreciate you listening, and I would appreciate your feedback if you would like to give it to me and you have some thoughts that you would like to share. Send those my way. You'll notice that today, well, at the time of this recording, it is 3:57 p.m. The show yesterday went up by this point in the day. Went up much earlier, I'll say, as have some of the other ones. I'm still getting used to the, you know, the whole doing this podcast every Monday through Friday thing. I'm sorry about the times varying. I do value consistency, although this is sort of a world or a realm that inconsistencies are sort of the nature of the business here inside the belly of the beast. But just know that since the Wolves have been at home, I've been attending practices and the shoot around yesterday, and I rush over back to Dinkytown where the Cumulus Studios are located, where we record this podcast, or in this case, it's just me, and get it up, scripted, recorded, produced, and published as soon as possible. So going forward, you know, maybe there will be a time where we do post-game, or I do post-game podcasts after road games when I don't have to go or I don't have to be at the game, or, you know, maybe just to switch it up. I don't know. So regarding post times, I would like to get them published earlier in the day, but the circumstances sometimes will have me deviate from that intent. So today, I'm getting at you a little late because Wolves practice media availability was 2 o'clock. The Wolves, despite defeating Memphis 116-80, did not earn themselves a day off. Tom Thibodeau had them practicing today, and we were able to speak with them at 2 o'clock, and I've since rushed over here, and now we're doing the show. The game itself, the outcome was never in doubt. The Wolves were ahead by Memphis, ahead of Memphis by as many as 40 points. It was much like the preseason game in that the Wolves jumped out to an early lead. There was a point in the third quarter where Memphis had gone on a 13-0 run, although that really didn't matter in the grand scheme of things because that 13-0 run got them within 30. Marc Gasol and Mike Conley did not play. Memphis's head coach, Dave Fizdale, punted, knowing that his team is now embarked on a 4-games-and-6-night stretch. He felt it was pertinent to rest 2 of his best players in preparation for that. Why he felt that it was, you know, best to do it against the Timberwolves, I'm not sure. Tony Allen made his first appearance off the bench, first appearance of the season. Usually a starter for them. This yesterday, he came off the bench. He shot 2 of 7. Not a great score. Obviously known, renowned for his defense. I remember back, it was Andrew Wiggins' rookie season in the season opener or either one of the first two games of Andrew Wiggins' rookie season, Flip Saunders had him go right down at Tony Allen and try to post him up. You know, welcome to the league, young fella. In the game last night, Wiggins shot 6 of 11 from the field, scored 17 points, had 4 assists, so showed off a little bit of the passing game. Gorgui Dieng, of course, was the story yesterday. Him signing a 4-year, $64 million contract extension. Very well deserved. We being Tom Schreier and I, talked a lot about Gorgui's extension on the show yesterday. But he went on to score 17 points on 8 of 9 shooting from the field against the Grizzlies. The only field goal that he missed was his last attempt of the night. It came late in the third quarter, and shortly after he missed it, Thibodeau pulled him out of the game. Solid night for Gorgui. Chris Dunn getting the nod at the starting point guard spot in lieu of the injured Ricky Rubio. Finished with 10 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, and perhaps most impressively, 5 steals, getting into passing lanes. Subsequently, the Wolves were able to get out in transition and score some easy baskets. They ended up outscoring Memphis in terms of fast break points, 12-7. I'm sure Thibodeau would prefer that 12, you know, prefer to score more fast break points than 12, but nevertheless, a win is a win. The Wolves obtained their first victory of the season in front of an estimated home crowd of just shy of 15,000. Target Center seemed to be rocking, from what I could tell. The story of the night, Zach LaVine, he scored 31 points in just shy of 30 minutes of playing time, making 5 of 9 of his 3-point attempts and 11 of 18 overall from the field to go with 4 rebounds and 2 assists. LaVine is now 11 of 22 from 3-point range this season. He's shooting 50%. Coach Thibodeau attributes that to shot selection. And in addition to LaVine's shooting and his improved shot selection and accuracy, Thibodeau also was complimentary of LaVine's defense, improvement on the defensive end. Maybe not so much improvement, but his potential.
Have you had to work with Zach on shot selection, or is that something he's finding himself?
I think he's, you know, we talked to our whole team about taking good shots. You know, I think that's important. I think you have to eliminate all the ways in which you beat yourself first. So the turnovers, the fouls, bad shots, those are things that beat you. Oftentimes, you know, a bad shot is, to me, similar to a turnover, because it oftentimes leads to a fast break, easy scoring opportunity for your opponent. And so taking the right shots, if a guy's open and he's got a good look and it's his shot, I never want him hesitating. But if a guy's defended well and he's off balance, I want him to make a good decision, move the ball. I don't want him, like, we get in trouble if we start dancing, we try to thread the needle, that's when we get in trouble. But when the ball moves and we trust the pass and trust the next guy to make the play, that's beautiful basketball. But I think he's, each year he's gotten a lot better. I think he's comfortable. He puts a lot of work into his game. He spends a lot of time shooting. I think he has a much better understanding of the NBA game now. And I think there's a lot of room to grow, too. I think he could be terrific defensively.
That was the great Britt Robeson of MinPost. With the question, and head coach Tom Thibodeau with the insightful answer. The NBA season is back, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person. Download the SeatGeek app on your phone and use it to find the best deals on every ticket in the house and stadiums around the country, wherever you want to sit, whether that's courtside with the beautiful people, club seats with the other beautiful people, or, you know, in the upper level, which is fine. Regardless of where you want to sit, the SeatGeek app will help you get there at the most affordable price. To those of you who listen to the Locked On Wolves podcast, you'll get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase when you download the SeatGeek app. When you do that, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, and enter the promo code LOWOLVES. That's LOWOLVES. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app today and enter the promo code LOWOLVES to get in on that action and get yourself a discount on a game, an upcoming game, probably a Timberwolves game, that you want to see. Now back to the show. So, as you can imagine, somebody went and asked Zach LaVine about how he feels knowing that his coach has the utmost confidence in his defensive ability today at practice.
It means a lot. It just means, he's been watching. I've been putting a lot of work into it. I've always been good on the ball. It's just off ball been, a little suspect at times. Just got to focus in. But, trying to focus in and, it's just all about hard determination on that end. So you just got to continue to do it.
As far as physical attributes are concerned, I think LaVine definitely has the potential to become a more than serviceable player on the defensive end. Yes, there will be times where he'll get caught in a mismatch and larger defenders can take advantage of him. But a lot of what he has going for him, much like all of his teammates, is the fact that their head coach is known so well for crafting the defensive scheme that helped bring Boston a championship that was predicated around Kevin Garnett. And so LaVine, if he can play within the system with guys around him like Chris Dunn, who, as I mentioned before, came up with 5 steals in the game last night against Memphis. Andrew Wiggins, obviously heralded coming out of college and during his time in the league as a good defender. Karl Anthony Towns, still learning a lot. I think he can become a better shot blocker. I don't think there's any question about that. But the system that these guys are playing in will help enable them to play within with their best at the defensive end. And I did ask LaVine if playing in Thibodeau's system helps give them some comfort or, he takes solace in that. You know what? I'm not really sure what I said, but I can pull the audio up and we can find out for ourselves.
Schematically, I'm sure it helps you feel more comfortable on the defensive end too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, the concepts are way different and they help out a lot. And, we've been playing really good defense, exclude our third quarters. But if we continue to do that, play as one unit, we'll be good.
A lot of time doing shell drills and things like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you guys see the first half of practice; it's all closeouts.
Closed circuit to Timberwolves PR. I would love to see the first half of practice. So if LaVine was indeed sending me an invitation, I would like to attend. So contact me. You know how to do that. Moving on. The Timberwolves in general seem to be improving in the area of three-point shots. It isn't just LaVine, although LaVine has a lot to do with why the Timberwolves are producing at the rate they're producing from behind the three-point line. On a per-game basis, the Wolves have made 8.3 three-pointers per game. That rate ranks 15th in the league. But in terms of frequency of three-pointers attempted, or volume, I don't know, maybe those words are interchangeable. Oh, well. The Wolves rank 27th or 28th. Only the Toronto Raptors and Detroit Pistons are attempting fewer three-pointers on a per-game basis. So, being that we are coming out of an era in which we witnessed a ton of mid-range jumpers and not enough corner threes and not enough threes in general and not enough looks at the rim and penetration geared towards creating three-pointers, we are starting to see improvements in that end, although the sample size is not large enough to reflect that as of yet. Jim Peterson talked about it on the television broadcast of last night's game, talking about Brandon Rush and how Brandon Rush has yet to find his niche completely. Brandon Rush has played incredibly well. Andrew Wiggins at practice today said he always seems to be in the right place at the right time, and I think there's definitely truth to that. He's not yet engraved in what the Timberwolves are doing, and it's not a bad thing. The Timberwolves are still learning who they are as far as identity at the offensive end is concerned. They're still picking up the nuances of what Tom Thibodeau wants them to do. It doesn't happen overnight. Jim Peterson also mentioned that Nemanja Bjelica has struggled this season. He ended up making his first three-pointer of the season from the corner right in front of the Wolves bench during the second quarter of last night's game. It's disappointing, Bjelica's performance thus far, because during the preseason it became obvious that Tom Thibodeau was going to sort of unleash the beast and allow him to become a playmaker or a primary ball handler with the second unit. And through three games, he's been disappointing, frankly. I mean, he's 3 of 11 from the field. He's 1 of 6 from behind the three-point line. He's committed 3 turnovers to the 3 assists that he's tallied. So whether Bielitsa figures it out, that remains to be seen. I've always been a staunch Bielitsa supporter slash apologist. I think he's certainly capable of contributing more than he's contributed thus far during his Wolves career. But we'll see how that unfolds moving forward. Tomorrow's opponent, the Denver Nuggets, are in town. They are fresh off a loss to the Toronto Raptors, losing to the Raptors by 3 in Toronto, 105-102. I listened to Locked On Nuggets. Adam Marius is the host of that. A very knowledgeable basketball mind, former college basketball player, knows a lot about the game. I really enjoy his program over there at Locked On Nuggets. It's not me being a company man and just saying that. He does put forth an awesome product, and I do suggest that you check that out if you have any inclination to learn more about the Denver Nuggets. But you won't have to do that because I hope to, and the plan is to have Adam on tomorrow's program, if only briefly. He said some things, some very potentially inflammatory remarks. Depends on who is interpreting them. He said something to the effect of that the Nuggets are ahead of the Timberwolves as far as trajectory within the Western Conference and how soon can either team become a postseason team. I'll press him on that. We'll get a little bit more context and some support for why he believes that. The Nuggets are going to are the Nuggets have been hindered by injuries. They've lost Will Barton. Gary Harris won't be available. I don't know how significant either of those players' injuries is as of yet, although I do believe it's minor in the sense that each might miss anywhere between a couple weeks and no more than a month or two. I don't know. That's why I'm having a Nuggets expert on the podcast tomorrow. So after shoot around, harkening back to the beginning of the program, the programming notes, after shoot around, which is going to occur and end between 10 and noon Central, after shoot around, I'll hustle back to the studio. I'll gather all the pertinent audio that I want to include in the show. I'll script the show. We'll get Adam on the horn at some point and preview the matchup between the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves taking place at Target Center at 7 o'clock on Thursday, November 3rd. I think that'll do it. Why not? I think we're through here. Again, my name is Zachary Bennett. You can follow me on Twitter at ZacharyBD. Be sure to follow Locked On Wolves as well. Pretty self-explanatory. I'm not going to spell that one out for you. The last thing I'll say is, again, my DMs are open. Feel free to send me any feedback, constructive criticism, et cetera, on ways to improve the show. It will naturally evolve. I've had Tom Schreier on before. I'll have other guests on, like Adam, tomorrow. Maybe I will do more creative things in the future, although I have no idea what those things would be yet. So it's an evolving process. The goal is, of course, to bring you news and information about the Timberwolves in a manner that's enjoyable, and I will definitely give you my best effort to do that. You can trust me not to slack. So, sorry for the late published time as of this recording. I already told you, it's somewhere between 3 and 4. Had some things go on that delayed the process in the midst of recording, but you don't need to hear about that. Signing off until tomorrow. We'll talk to you, or I'll talk to you. There's nobody else here. Why do I say that? Why do I keep saying that? My name is Zachary Bennett. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.